Hey guys, thanks for tuning us in for this 56th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole, brought to you by our friends at Smiley's Breezy Vapes. Special guests for this episode include legendary musician and singer Dionne Warwick. We'll also visit with celebrity dog trainer Joel Silverman. We'll also visit with boxer Ulysses the Monster Diaz and our good friend, country singer and songwriter Shane Owens. If you would, please take the time to subscribe, drop a like, comment, leave some feedback, and of course, share with your friends. Our first guest is legendary singer and songwriter and storyteller Dionne Warwick, talking about her upcoming birthday and Christmas celebration. First off, Miss Dionne, always great to visit with you.
Oh, thank you, Cameron. It's nice to be back with you, too.
And the 80th birthday and things, obviously 2020, a little bit different than other times. And you've kind of changed up the plans for the birthday celebration as well.
I sure have. Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to gather with my friends and family as I normally would. I give myself a party usually every year. But we're going to still have a good time virtually. We'll all hug each other in the air.
Now the birthday celebration, and it's also a Christmas fundraiser, all kind of wrapped up in one. And Dionne, tell us how the idea came about and how excited you are to be able to help make Christmas possible for some other folks as well.
Yeah, you know, my son Damon became involved with a group called Hunger Not Impossible. And he called me, he says, Mommy, I just met this young man, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was so moving the way he spoke to me about it. I said, well, of course I'll become involved. And they asked if I would be the ambassador for the event. I said, sure, I will. And as a result of it, I said, well, you know, I usually give myself a birthday party on the 12th. So let's do that. And Damon said, that sounds like a great idea. And I said, well, let's do Christmas, too, because, you know, I do a very big Christmas open house usually every year. And so I said, well, we can tie in the fact that, you know, I just have a Christmas CD, The Voice of Christmas, and we'll see if we can get some of those folks to be a part of it. And I'll call some of my friends and, you know, we can make it a fundraiser. How about that? I usually give myself a gift for myself on my birthday. And I felt, yeah, well, you know, the gift of giving this year sounds like the best thing to do with so much madness going on. And as a result of that, people can become a part of my celebration by virtual, by going to my website, purchasing one of the several packages that are being offered. And the funds raised will go towards feeding people who are not able to feed themselves, which I find so appalling, especially here in the States, with so much we have that we can't give. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. So we're going to feed some families, we're going to feed some children, we're going to feed some grown-ups, we're going to feed people that can't feed themselves.
And of course, Dionne, always being able to reach out to friends that have helped out. Of course, the Voices of Christmas, you've got some of those artists that are going to be a part of that as well. And Dionne, for your friends and compadres in the music industry to buy into this project, what does that mean for you on a personal level as well?
Well, it fills my heart. You know, I had a wonderful experience with one of my childhood friends that I grew up with. I was on an interview yesterday, and they surprised me with her on the line. And her name is Gwendolyn King. She lives in Washington, D.C. And as a result of finding out what I was doing and all the wonderful things that could happen because of it, Gwendolyn donated $10,000 to the event, you know, out of the blue. And she made me just sob. I lost it. I really did. So unexpected, but so much appreciated.
And tell us about the album, The Voices of Christmas. Obviously, timely release for this as well, and another great addition to the Christmas collections folks have at home.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a CD so diverse. It's wonderful. We have country, we have rock and roll, we have R&B, we have jazz, we have a pop. I mean, it's something for everybody. And we have some of the most wonderful people appearing on it. We have the Oak Ridge Boys. We have Eric Paisley. We have Diane Reeves for jazz. Let's see, we have L.O. Black for the R&B section. We have Hallie and Chloe, those two wonderful young ladies. We have Johnny Mathis. I mean, it's so full of wonderful music and wonderful voices.
And for you, Dion, to have reached and touched so many different genres of music in your career and people still being inspired by your music today, obviously, as we get to the holiday season, those warm feelings, that's what kind of gets us through this time of the year, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is my favorite time of year, you know, from Thanksgiving throughout December part of the year. It's a time that I feel people become human. You know, all of a sudden they want to give, they want to do, they want to be. You know, they smile, they say hello. You know, you get in an elevator, they actually say hello to you when you get in an elevator instead of looking up at the numbers.
And no year I think we've needed the holidays than more than 2020. And again, not only that, but the birthday celebration. Find out about the birthday celebration, the album, The Voices of Christmas, and everything else on our website, officialdionwarwick.com. And Dion, it's always great to visit with you. A happy early birthday to you, and can't wait to visit again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, darling. You take good care, and happy holidays.
Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Smiley's Breezy Vapes at 313 Falcon Road. Check out their red basket specials on disposables. Now, the doors are open. They've got protective plexiglass up. Masks are required to cover both the nose and the mouth, so be sure and be covered up when you stop in and see them. If you have any questions, you can always call or text at 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273. Our next guest, you know him from TV and, man, many other things to talk about today. Joel Silverman on the line with us. And first off, Joel, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Joel, first off, wanted to give you an opportunity to recognize Bill Jack, who's made it possible for us to visit today, and some of the things that they've got that they're offering right now.
Well, you know, a lot of people know that I've had a relationship with Bill Jack, actually, for Bill Jack Dog Food since, like, 1990. I had met Bob Kelly, who's the president back then, and on the set of, I did a TV series, Empty Nest, actually. I trained Dreyfuss on the TV show Empty Nest. We were a spinoff of Golden Girls for 4 years, so I actually met him there back then. So, anyways, had a relationship with these guys, fed the food and the treats and things like that. And so, one of the things they kind of want to always get out to people is just to really encourage people to understand your dog, make sure you're feeding not only the right food, but also understanding your feeding. If your puppy is a puppy, you're giving your puppy puppy food, and why you're giving your dog puppy food, and when it's right to make the move to give your dog adult food. You know, it's just really, really good to understand that. And kind of along those lines, just recently, something just has come up that just kind of, you know, I think a lot of people always remember that they were taught that every dog, when, you know, your dog is 1 year old, your dog is 7 years old, and your dog is, you know, another year old is another, you know, 7 years. And so it's just basically 7 years for every one dog year. Seven people years. Well, it doesn't really make sense when you start thinking about it, because a lot of dogs live to be 16, 17 years old, you know, and 17 times seven is a lot older than 100, and very few people live to be over 100, right?
That's right.
Doesn't make sense. And it's funny. I was sitting with a veterinarian about 2 years ago, and he, we were having dinner one night, and he didn't talk about this chart, but one thing he did tell me was the fact that dogs mature very fast. In the first year, they mature incredibly fast. And so I didn't realize that. And until he explained to me. And now all of a sudden, they gave me this new chart. And I said, well, that kind of makes sense. So kind of the way it works, and what people could do is they can always go to SmithsonianMag.com, and they basically have something where you can actually put your dog's age in there, and it'll spit out exactly how old your dog is. And in general, what they say is this: the very first year of your dog's life makes up for 31 human years. 31. Wow. And people are like, wow, that's a lot. But your dog matures that fast, 31. Okay, so it's 31. The second year of your dog's life is 16 years. So now your dog is, at the end of 2 years old, is really like the age of a 48-year-old person. Okay, but then what ends up happening is the next year, the third year, it drops down to 5 human years. Okay, and then what ends up happening is for the next couple years, it'll be 1 year, 3 to 1, and then the next few years it'll be 2 to 1, and then from 10 years, 10 or 11, till 17 or 18 or whatever, it's 1 to 1. Okay. And by doing that, when people look at that, they'll be able to look and see that's a lot more realistic. And whoever created this thing was pretty cool. And so that's really what the message is with this in calculating your dog's years. It just makes a lot more sense because dogs do mature faster, faster than people do. So it's kind of an interesting thing. So along those lines, what Bill Jack wants people to know is make sure that you're feeding the right food to your dog as when it's a puppy, because it is specifically made, it has the nutrients and all the stuff that your puppy needs. And there's just stuff that your puppy is going to need at that first year of its life. And then after that first year, then you can start moving it over to the adult food. But something along these lines is that smaller dogs live longer. And if smaller dogs live longer, what you might want to do is if you want to give puppy food for another couple months, maybe another 2 or 3 months, maybe, 14, 15 months, that's probably okay because they live longer. On the other hand, if your dog is a larger breed that only lives maybe 7 to 8 years, maybe you give the dog puppy food for eight months or 9 months, and then you move your dog over to regular food. I'm a dog trainer. I'm not a veterinarian, but I've been, training dogs and been around dogs, fed dogs for 50 years. So I always tell people all the time, if you ever have any questions, always talk to your veterinarian, and your veterinarian knows what's best for your dog as well.
Yeah, and I was telling you before we came on, we have the full gamut. We go all the way from our oldest dog, the Yorkie, to our puppy, which is, he was 3 months last week, is a Great Dane. So we have the entire gamut of sizes. And now, how do you, is there any place that any kind of dog food or something like that you can get that is universal for all of those sizes, or do you still have to look at individualizing each one?
Oh, well, with most of the dog foods that are out there, including Bill Jack right now, they've got dog food for large breeds. They've got dog food for small breeds. They've got dog food for, grain free. If you don't feel like you don't want to give grain to your dog. Every dog food, whatever your dog food you're feeding, if it's a premium dog food, most of them have dog foods that are made for large breeds, dog foods that are made for small breeds, because they have just different, they do have different requirements. They have different types of requirements. So Bill Jack has all that. And not only that, but also people that know me know that, I grew up as a Hollywood animal trainer, training animals for movies and commercials. And so a lot of trainers in Southern California that work on the set still use Bill Jack treats. We've been using treats for many, many years as well. And so that's something else that we'd like to get out to people and let people know about as well. And they have a lot of different types of treats to use too.
And speaking of having puppies, and we're around the holidays, how do you get the wild Great Dane? How do you train them to stay away from the goodies and away from the Christmas tree? I think that's going to be the biggest trick this year.
Well, I think the big thing too, I tell people, you always have to remember that, and I tell people in all my books, that the completion of the bad behavior is a reward. Letting your dog play out actions is reinforcing. If your dog wants to get near that tree, the dog cannot be allowed to get near that tree for any reason, for whether he wants to smell the tree, whether he wants to play with something on the tree, whether he wants to play with whatever it is. And the only way you can deal with that is to send a message to your dog and say, hey, I'm not going to let you go to the tree. How do you do that? Put a leash on the dog. If you put a leash on the dog cannot get to the tree. If he starts walking the tree, it's going to correct the dog. Even with the dog, if the dog has a flat collar, that's totally fine. But not don't allow your dog to get to the tree. And so that's kind of what we start doing. So every time you put something new in your house, not only a tree, but something new, there's a good possibility your dog's going to want to go to it. So the way you create, the way you avoid that situation and constantly saying, instead of saying no to the dog, instead of just, you know, it's best just to be able to correct them, put the dog on a leash. If you have the dog on a leash, and now the dog says, it's like, I want to go to the tree, but every time I go walk over here, they just correct me and then allow me to go to the tree. Over the course of time, you can start dropping that leash, let that leash drag a little bit. If you need to pick it up, you can pick it up, but you let it drag a little bit. And when the dog is, you know, cool with that, you just take the leash off the dog. If you ever need to and need to regress a little bit and the dog starts going back towards the tree, put the leash on the dog. And that's my style of training. I like it because it's real laid back. We're not yelling at the dog. We're not screaming at the dog. It's not something that's really, really physical with the dog. We're sending a message.
And with the holidays and the meals and the gatherings, how do you is a little bit of treats from the table okay for the dogs, or do you just need to avoid completely?
Yeah, you know what I would tell people is this: listen, if you want to use human food like chicken or turkey or to train your dog at another time to train your dog, nothing wrong with that. I'm all about using different types of treats. I mean, I use Bill Jack treats, but you know, if I want to use a high value treat like a chet turkey, that's great. Giving your dog something from the table is one of the biggest mistakes you can make because it conditions the dog to being there. Remember what I just said, the completion of the bad behavior is a reward. If your dog is begging and hanging out with you and you reward him for it, he has every reason to continue doing it because you're rewarding him for it. You know, so what I tell people all the time is you really, really want to avoid giving your dog treats from the table because it's only going to make the dog want to come to the table even more. He's going to sit there. He's going to put his feet up on you. He's going to start putting his feet up on the table. So if you just make it black and white and the dog never gets anything from the table, that's the message. And if you want to give the dog some, you know, some human food every once in a while, if you want to give the dog human food, then what I would do is after dinner, take it out or even before dinner, if you want, I cut it up in small pieces while we're eating. I'll put it in his bowl. So he's eating out of his bowl while we're eating as well. So we'll do that too.
All right. And of course, if folks want more information about some of the stuff we talked about, you talked about the dog years calendar, where folks can find information about that, plus all the differing treats as well.
Yeah, well, basically, if any information about, you know, about food and treats and things like that, you go to BillJack.com, BillJack.com. The information on the chart, the calculator chart, that's on SmithsonianMag.com, and that's over there. And then also you can go to my website, which is JoelSilverman.net, get more information on kind of what I'm doing. I do dog trainer certification courses and things like that, dog training workshops all over the United States. I'm on the road every month, and people can always get that information too as well. But most importantly, check out BillJack.com.
All right. Well, Joel, it has been truly great to visit with you. Been watching you on TV for ages, and especially, you know, all the way back to Empty Nest. I remember Empty Nest well, so I appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
I appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we can catch up again real soon, sir.
Hey, Cameron, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Again, thanks to our sponsor, Smiley's Breezy Vapes at 313 Falcon Road. They've got the largest selection of disposable flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. Check out their new hardware, and their doors are open. They have the protective plexiglass. Masks are required to cover both the nose and the mouth. Be sure and check out their Red Basket specials on disposables. That's all at Smiley's Breezy Vapes, 313 Falcon Road, here in Altus. Up next, he just clocked the quickest knockout in professional history at 3 seconds flat. Ulysses the Monster Diaz. First off, Yuli, thanks for taking the time this morning, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's truly appreciated, man. Thank you. Good morning. Now, Yuli, since the knockout, I mean, how has your week been? How has life changed for you?
You know what? It's been amazing. I've gotten, you know, press from all over the world. I've been on, you know, all types of newspapers and articles all around the world. One of the coolest things is that Hulk Hogan reached out and told me he was a fan. That was amazing. That was an amazing moment. And you know, it's crazy. It's so crazy and unbelievable to me.
Now, of course. Unfortunately, sometimes folks don't keep up with all the career. They go up the big highlights, and then you start getting the bandwagon jumpers. How many folks have you been hearing from for the first time that have been lifelong fans that they've been telling about?
You know what? It's been a couple of thousand, tell you the truth, but you know what? It's awesome, man. I ain't mad at them. You know what I mean? This is what it took for me to get on people's radars, and now they're paying attention, and it's really a great thing. I really appreciate everybody that jumped on. You know what I mean? I really do.
Now, being an inspiration, especially in 2020, man, Yuli, how much different is preparation for the latest bouts that you've had? I mean, how much different does it look?
You know what? Since my last fight was February 15 of this year, of 2020, And then COVID came the very next month. Honestly, I have not stopped preparing. In a way, COVID has been good to me because I've been able to build a whole gym in my backyard. I have a ring back there. I put up bags. I'm blessed enough that my coach is really like almost my next door neighbor. So I have not stopped preparing. Every morning I wake up and I go run my miles. Every afternoon my coach comes over. We do our boxing. And like I said, I have everything I need there. I have great sparring partners that have been able to come over. And so during this whole pandemic, I have not stopped. I was so prepared for this moment last Friday that it's incredible.
Now,
it's been a blessing.
You've got the nickname of the monster. And Yuli, where did the nickname originate?
That nickname originated when I first started boxing many years ago. My first boxing coach gave me that name. Because when I came into the boxing gym, I was 225 pounds with pure muscle. And he would call me his pet monster, and it just stuck, you know. And I like to tell people that I'm the monster when it comes to, you know, fight weekend and me getting in the ring. And aside from that, I take pride in being a great person to people.
And this year, how cool is it for you to be an inspiration in the midst of all the ugliness for folks to know that if they keep going after it, keep achieving after their dreams, that they can make them come true?
Man, you know what? It's a blessing to be able to be an inspiration. I actually take inspiration from other people, too. And when people, you know, text me or DM me or things like that, it's something that, you know, I'm inspiring them. I love to hear their stories and share mine with them. And let them know that, you know, it's never too late. And that consistency over time equals success. I don't consider myself successful yet, but I feel like I'm on the way because I'm very consistent and I use my time wisely. And you know, we're on our way.
And you mentioned that you got feedback from Hulk Hogan and others. Do you still get a little fanboy whenever when you get responses from certain folks?
Man, I definitely do, man, especially with Hulk Hogan, man. You know, I was a Hulkamaniac back in the day. You know, Phil Heath gave me a congratulatory DM also. It's amazing, you know, Mr. Olympia, Mr. Hulk, you know, Hulk Hogan himself, and many other people, man, that I've reached out. And it's amazing. It's still, honestly, it's still a dream come true, man.
And what's next for you? How do the holidays look different for you this year?
You know, I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with the family, and then get to eat some good food. And then after that, I'm right back to training, man. I'm looking, I don't have an exact date yet, but I'll be fighting next year for bare knuckle. So 2021's looking good. I'm planning to be the light heavyweight champion for 2021. So look out for that.
And Yuli, if folks want to keep up with everything you've got going on social media wise and all that, where's the best place to find you?
You can find me on Instagram. That's what I use the most. It's ULY_monster. That's on Instagram. ULY_monster. I try to interact with everybody. I try to reply to all the fans. And so just hit me up on there. If you got any questions, want to say anything, you know, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right. Well, well, Yuli, it has been great to visit with you this morning. Again, congratulations on the monumental accomplishments, and look forward to more successes from you and hopefully catching up again real soon.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, too. Thank you so much.
Again, this episode brought to you by Smiley's Breezy Vapes, 313 Falcon Road. Check out their Red Basket specials on disposables. Visit them online at smileysbreezyvapes.com. Also follow them on Facebook and find out what their latest specials are. Their doors are open. They do have the plexiglass up, but your masks are required to cover both their nose and your mouth. So give them a call if you have any questions. 471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273. Our final guest on the podcast today is also one I would call a great friend of mine in the country industry as well, Shane Owens. And Shane, first off, thank you so much for taking the time, brother.
Man, it's good to see you. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Hope the family's well. And you are a true friend of ours, and we appreciate what you do for artists like myself out here. You know, it's been a while since we're able to get in front of our live crowds, and we're itching to do that, man. But without you guys at radio believing in what we're doing, we owe you a great debt of gratitude, man. And we love you and we appreciate you.
And Shane, what is, you know, we've visited via the phone before, and what has 2020 been like, especially up and coming country artist, plugging away, looked like things were going. What have you learned from 2020? I know it's still picking up steam.
Well, you know, 2018 and 2019 was a whirlwind. You know, we had so much going on, Independent Artist of the Year, made my Grand Ole Opry appearance, and everything was going great. And then 2020 reared its ugly head. And, you know, it's like I was telling you a while ago off air, you know, it's something we all got to get through together. We got to pray about it and stick together. And it's something we all got to endure. Sadly, for a lot of artists, we're having to sit at home right now. But thankfully, my honeydew list is long. But, you know, it's just tough right now for everybody. So we're just thankfully we've got opportunities like today. We've got Facebook Live. We can perform on Facebook Live for our friends and fans all around America and the great globe. And it's been tough, man. When you can't get out there in front of your friends and fans and play music, it's been tough.
And I know for you, being face to face is as big as it gets as well.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we've been so blessed the last couple of years to have a lot going on in country music. A lot of people believing, like yourself. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to work with John Anderson and Randy Travis, some of my heroes, and share the stage with Toby Keith and so many different artists. You know, it's been, with the exception of this year, I think everybody's ready for 2020 to be over. But, you know, we're still here. We've got songs on the show. We've got a new single on the radio that's doing well. You know, like I said, we owe it all to you guys out there and everybody in Nashville, you know, the music promotion and the management, and we're on a great label. We're just waiting for all of it to get back over, man, so we can get back out there and do what we love to do.
Well, you mentioned the latest single. I'm going to let you do a little intro, and man, I love watching you play and sing, so I'm going to let you do a little something for us.
All right, man, this is the brand new single. It's called Everybody Dies, But Not Everybody Lives. Able to see the sunrise, just another day. Other people see it, and it takes your breath away. Wake up every morning, thank God, just soak it in. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. People see the forest, people see the trees. Leave my eyes wide open, I don't want to miss a thing. Life is just a moment, gonna get all I can get. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. You know living in a moment, way over you, shame. don't want to waste a breath, cause everyone's a game. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. No living in the moment, may all reach the shade. And I don't want to waste a breath, cause everyone's a game. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. Some people see the forest, some people see the trees. Leave my eyes wide open, I don't want to miss a thing. Goes a little something like that.
There you go. And Shane, that, I know that's one thing you pride yourself in, is truly living each and every day. And how have you had to kind of change the way that that sphere of influence on the listeners and the followers?
Well, you know, man, like I say, it's been extra tough on all of us. You know, we just, like I said, thanks to social media, we can still get to our friends and fans, but there's nothing like being in front of a live crowd. You know, it's like kind of like taking candy from a baby. We don't know what to do. We've had our freedom so long. And I believe, one thing I do believe, Cameron, and me and you being friends and all, you can relate to this. As long as we put this in the good Lord's hands and everybody learns to love one another more and respect one another more, I think a lot of it boils down to that. And just have respect for one another as human beings, more respect for one another as human beings. The world's going to be a better place to live in 2021. And like I said, we've just got to stick together and get through this together. Because right now, I mean, everybody's just sitting on pins and needles, man, as a nation. You know, we've got to pray for our world leaders. You know, no matter what side of the fence you're on, we just all need to come together and love one another more.
That's right. And the holiday season's up on us. Thanksgiving is obviously a little different for everybody. I think our family, we're going to do a Zoom call for everybody. We were going to all get together, but we're going to do that remotely. How has the planning for the holidays changed for you?
Man, it's changed for everybody. Like you say, you know, we're all used to getting together. I got a big family on my mother and daddy's side. You know, unfortunately, my mom and dad divorced when we were little, so we got to do a lot of running around. We used to have to do a lot of running around with the kids. The kids are older now, so we have that to our advantage. We can get up and then just me and Lisa and I can meet the kids over there now. They driving and all. They, you know, they think they bigger than what they are. But you know, we just love getting together. We're still going to go to mom's house. Everybody's right now. You know, none of us have been sick so far. I think my mom tested positive a while back, but she got over it. And we're going to go over there and hang out and eat the traditional turkey and dressing. And we're going to pray for everybody to be safe and that nobody gets sick. But, man, I can't imagine not going to see mama on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. That's right. Now, Shane, obviously we get past Thanksgiving into Christmas. I know you've got a Christmas release. And how excited are you to start hearing those Christmas tunes again?
Well, you know, I tell everybody, Christmas is my favorite time of year. It has been since I was a little boy. You know, we sat down with one of the best songwriters in Nashville last year, Galen Griffin and myself, and we wrote a little tune called Nothing Compares to Christmas. I think it's one of the best Christmas songs out there. Not being biased because we wrote it, but it just, if you listen to the lyric, it'll blow you away, man. So we're excited about having a Christmas single on there. Like I say, I never get tired of listening to Christmas music during the holidays, and we're just fortunate to have a single on the radio. It beats the alternative, so I'd rather have one on there than not. But man, it's a great song. Galen Griffin's wrote so many hits for different artists like Clay Walker. Him and Monty Powell wrote for George Strait. You know, Monty had 10 number one hits on George Strait's records. So we've surrounded ourselves with a great team and great writers. and Christmas is, I'm getting excited already, man. My wife's already got the tree out. So I've got to, after we stuff our belly with good turkey and dressing, I got to go to Hanging Lights for Christmas time.
That's the only thing we haven't gotten done here yet. We decided since it's 2020, as of November 1st, we went ahead and the whole interior of the house is decorated, but I'm waiting till Friday and we'll start putting those lights outside as well.
Exactly. Well, you've got to have a boss lady around to do the vision. That way it'll go right.
You got that right. You got that right. Now, Shane, do you got something else you want to play for us today before we head out?
Yeah, I want to do you one more, man, or a piece of it or something like that. It's one of my favorite songs, and I think old Haggard and Jones would be proud of this one. It's called Get Some Hurtin' Done Today. This morning I make a brand new start. Get over her, get on with that. Give up this broken heart. But I just stared out the window through the memories and the pain. But at least I've got some hurting done today. There's a month of Sunday, baby, by the bed in the grass, and a week of empty bottles be throwing in the trash. The neighbors say I'm lazy and my life's a long way. But at least I've got some hurting done today. Any job you do is worth doing right. And I'm a hard-working, happy man, thinking about her day and night. And the bills ain't getting paid, but at least I've got some hurting done today. There's mother son pay, I have that in the grass, and a week of empty bottles be throwing in the trash. The neighbors say I'm lazy and my life's a long way. But at least I've got some hurting done today. But at least I've got some hurting done today. West country.
That is country. And that's one thing you're not going to have to worry about people wondering, what kind of music is that Shane Owens guy singing?
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, we've been so blessed to have a nationwide fan base and guys like you, man. I can't thank you enough for letting us do this today. You know, we love everybody out there that let us. And, you know, we just want to continue to pray for our country and our world leaders and everybody. And I want to wish everybody out there, all my friends and fans in Altus, Oklahoma, a happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. And Shane, want to make sure and let our listeners know where to find the new music, where to keep up with upcoming tour dates and all the socials as well.
Well, we want to invite everybody to our website, ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. And if you're free of time on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Central Time, all over the globe, we go Facebook Live for an hour. We take requests. I'll do all of my hits and some of the stuff I grew up listening to and loving, like the Randy Travis and Keith Whitley. We might even throw a gospel tune in there, but we have a blast on Thursday nights. But if you don't want to know any information about us, just go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com and check it out.
Again, thanks for joining us for this 56th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, anything else you'd like to know, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GQ with Cam. If you'd like to help out in the funding for the podcast, feel free to click the support tab and follow the instructions. If you have a special guest idea, email me gqwithcam@gmail.com. We'll be back with episode number 57 coming up on Monday.